Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, the horrific fire back in 2015 on J Street in Schenectady resulted in lawsuits, and a settlement has been reached.
Yeah, so this is a culmination of a long process since this 2015 fire that killed four people and also displaced a lot of people and caused some injuries, too. So in a nutshell, this concludes the litigation in this case. And it's a settlement that involves the property's owner, a group called the Ted Gurnanis Incorporated. And in this settlement, the different victims and the surviving family members of the four folks who died have agreed with this company to share in a $1 million insurance policy. This is the liability policy's full limit. And so basically there are 13 plaintiffs that were seeking money here. And so they now, under this agreement, will have to split this $1 million among themselves. And the agreement also calls for binding arbitration to be held to figure out and divvy up who gets what out of this this pot of money. It's a relatively small pot with a large group of people. Based on our computations, if they did divide it equally and before any kind of legal fees, each party would get about $76,000. We don't know if they'll break it up evenly, but this agreement allows them to go in, figure out a way to share it up, and then it also really puts a cap to any kind of any more lawsuits in this, because part of this agreement, all these individuals, they refrain from pursuing any other kind of future fire-related litigation against the property owner and the property management company, and it also puts a cap to this, too, because for a long time, we were anticipating potentially lawsuits against the city, but those never materialized. There were some initial claims, but as part of our reporting today, we talked to the Schenectady city attorney, and he's saying nothing ever came through in terms of lawsuits. And so effectively, this settlement puts an end to any of the claims for this horrible fire that was a big apartment building right across from Schenectady City Hall, and it was one of the worst fires that anybody can remember, a pretty dark period of time. It's also something that's led to the city for really examining the way they deal with codes inspections. There was some damning reports from the state and also a grand jury report that really pointed the finger that Schenectady needs to get its house in order in terms of codes, and they're in the process of trying to do that now.
From there, let's talk about the issue of eminent domain, also often causing conflicts in communities around our region. This time, there's an organized backlash in your area.
Yeah, so our reporter Jason Subic has a story that this week out in Fulton County, there was a pretty momentous shift on the part of the County Board of Supervisors. It had to do with a proposal for the IDA there, which County Board of Supervisors has to have a hand in. The IDA was in the process of taking a whole bunch of old farmland and taking that land and trying to obtain it through eminent domain, where the government is able to come in and seize land. And so they were in the process of trying to do this to develop a property for multi-use with some housing stock, some retail, some light industry. And for a couple months now, that proposal has been sort of sitting poorly with some opponents to the government. What they, you know, some of these community groups there figure it's an overreach, that the government shouldn't be involved in this kind of taking of land through eminent domain. So there have been a number of public hearings where there's been a pushback. The IDA, the Fulton County Board of Supervisors had approved pursuit of this, but in a dramatic shift just on Monday night, they completely reversed course and said, you know what, we're going to rescind our earlier action and our order to the IDA and say, we do not want you to actually take this this former ag land for this development, and said, we're going to rethink everything. And the rationale from the public officials with the Board of Supervisors was that the people have spoken, some of the residents who are very opposed to this, saying this is sort of against one of our strong principles in this county, in Fulton County, but also in neighboring Montgomery County. And so they said, we are not going to pursue this for this project. Maybe somewhere down the road, a private developer would do it, but we're not going to do it. So I think that's viewed as a victory to a number of community groups have really pushed back on what they feel is an overreach of the government.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Miles, thank you.
Take care, David.